It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. It's sometimes easy to forget that truth, that God is always by our side, even when we're feeling lonely, even when we're wondering if God has a mate for us in mind. And we're talking today about singleness and being discouraged. And to help us with some encouragement is Dr. Linda Mental. Now, she is a marriage and family therapist and author of 19 books. And you can find links to that up at myfaithradio.com if you want to research some of her books. And she's also at the College of Osteopathic Medicine at Liberty University. Good morning, Dr. Linda.
Good morning. I thought I would be empathetic with you, all of you there in Minneapolis, and tell you that we have about a foot of snow.
Oh.
And we're getting the temperatures that you probably are considered high temperatures for you guys. But they feel really cold here in Virginia.
we're back to getting more snow again, so we're all sharing this together. It's
yeah,
great.
We are too. And people here are praying for snow, and I'm like, well, if I pray against it, how does that work from a theological point of view?
Does it cancel out the prayer? I don't know.
I'm wondering. I think God will just do what he wants to do.
I think so. Well, let's talk about, you were the relationship doctor, of course. Let's talk about the relationships maybe that aren't there for those that went through this past weekend and with all the emphasis on Valentine's Day. There's a lot of sadness for those perhaps that are not in that relationship. They want to be loved, they want to love somebody, but yet there isn't that other person in their life. What kind of things have you dealt with in your practice when it comes to this discouragement?
Well, I certainly see it during this time of year. I see the loneliness and the, like you say, wondering, spiritually wondering, God, I've been praying for someone. Mm-hmm. I really want to get married. I know a lot of women in my practice who are in their late 30s who are feeling like my biological clock is ticking. I really want to have a family. What's going on, God? And they're waiting. And it's easy during those times to get discouraged. And it certainly is easy during this past week when there was such an emphasis on, you know, love and special things. You're in an office and you see somebody next to you getting flowers delivered, or you hear one of your friends screaming because she got a ring. It's hard to look at that, and we want to be excited for other people, but then we look at that and we think, okay, God, what about me? And I think we have to be really careful to guard our hearts with that, because God does care about you. He is there, like the song said. He's got an army of angels around you and watching over you, and is concerned about your best interests. But we have to do some things to remind ourselves a lot of times that God is there and he's working on our behalf.
And I think this applies, too, to several marriages. It's not just for singles, but there are those lonely marriages, too, where people are thinking, okay, I really feel like I'm in this and I'm serving, and yet I feel lonely, and they're not getting that same kind of love satisfaction, if you will, from their spouse, and it just isn't quite what they thought. Do you see
that
too?
That's such a good point, PK. I actually wrote a blog on that and talked about that you can be just as lonely and just as unsatisfied in a marriage when there isn't that type of friendship going on where you don't talk. You know how you see, I even saw it. We went out for Valentine's Day, like a lot of people did, and you still see this occasional couple. It wasn't as dramatic as what I see when we go out casually during the week for dinner, but occasionally we saw a couple where they were just kind of sitting at the table. They weren't saying too much. It was very little interaction, and these days we see them on their phones when they're sitting there, and you just wonder what's going on. And when I wrote that blog about feeling alone in a marriage, I got so many hits on that and so many comments about, yes, that's my life. So obviously, we have to work on strengthening that bond. And certainly when you're single, you have to work on trying to make those connections with other people and putting yourself out there. Sometimes it's the risk factor of if I go after this, or if I sort of become a little aggressive or assertive, I should say, in this relationship, will I be rejected? And sometimes that worrying about being rejected or fear of somebody else not returning the affection is what stops people from trying. But we really want to encourage people, you have to try, and it doesn't always work. I mean, very few of us dated someone for the first time and then ended up marrying that person.
Yeah. Dr. Linda Mental again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings, talking about being discouraged because you're not in love. I like how you've turned to the Psalms. This is where many people turn when they're finding themselves discouraged, because David certainly found himself discouraged but cried out to the Lord. Talk about the Psalm that you cite in your blog, Psalm 103.
Right. I loved Psalm 103, especially those first five verses, because I think they're very prescriptive in terms of what do you do when you're sad, you're discouraged, you're down, you're lonely. And this doesn't apply to just love. It just applies to anything. It could be that you just received a bad diagnosis, or it could be that you are in financial difficulty, or it could be that you found out something horrendous about your family and you're really struggling with that. If you're down and discouraged, David begins that psalm by talking to himself in a way that really uplifts his soul. What he's doing there is he's being very intentional. He's taking his will and he's engaging his will into his mind, and that's what God gives us, a will, and we have a mind and we are able to reason with our minds. And he's saying, okay, Will, I'm engaging you and I'm going to be intentional about blessing the Lord and being grateful for what I have. So he begins by encouraging himself in the Lord. He's not denying his circumstances. He's not focusing on the problems. I mean, God knows if you're single and you're wanting to get married. God certainly knows that when he's in a relationship with you. But David instead says, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. Instead of focusing on my problems that are right here in front of me, I'm going to rehearse the goodness of God. And so he begins that psalm by blessing the Lord. And that very first verse is, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So if you pick that apart, he is telling himself, I choose to praise the Lord. And in another well-known psalm, we know that God says, when you're discouraged, when you're depressed, put on the garment of praise. And that phrase, put on, indicates to me that we have to engage ourselves in doing that. We have to be intentional. We have to put it on. We have to engage our will and say, I am going to bless you right now. I'm going to bless you for the goodness that is around me, and then I'm going to rehearse the benefits of the Lord. And I know I just was thinking about the children of Israel when they were doing the right stuff with God. They would bless the Lord. They would rehearse his benefits. They would remember the good things. I mean, that's what a lot of those festivals and the celebrations were about. They were remembering the goodness of the Lord.
So this is a great antidote, I guess, to fighting that discouragement. It's just really encouraging ourselves in the Lord, like you're saying, and focusing on him and his goodness. And I love that when you say rehearse the goodness of the Lord. It takes, again, our eyes and our focus off of ourselves, doesn't it?
It does. And if you go down a little bit further in that psalm and then you start looking at, well, what does God do? What can I rehearse? What has he done? You look at that, and the first one is he forgives all my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no need, if you're somebody who's single and you're thinking, you know, I really blew it, I've been very promiscuous in my life, I had an abortion, now who's going to want me? And those kind of thoughts do come into our minds when we've done things that we know are not really the right choices in life, and they're not certainly obeying God and doing what God would like us to do to live a holy life. But the good news is that your past is forgiven and gone when you confess those things. And so there's no need, when you're one of God's children, there's no need to live in that guilt and that condemnation, because he forgives all my sins. So if you're fighting that particular discouragement, rehearse the fact that your sins are forgiven. They are as far as the east is from the west. God does not keep a record of that, and they're gone, and he sees you in a different light. And then the second one on there is that he heals all my diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've just found out that there's a bad report and you're discouraged and you're down and you're worrying, you just continued in faith to believe that God is the God who heals, and he still heals today. So encourage yourself in that healing. Get people to pray for you, to lift you up when you need that. And then the third one is he redeems my life from the pit. And that's a huge one. So again, if you've somebody who's come out of addiction, you've struggled with mental illness, but you're now on a good path and maybe you're completely addiction free, you can say, wow, I have been redeemed. I'm in that process of God, you know, just continuing to bring me into a sanctified life. This is so great. I have reason to be encouraged with that. And then the last one is he fills my lifetime with good things. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
He satisfies our desires with good things. He renews our youth like an eagle. So right there, you have five things that you can rehearse and you can think about your life in the areas that sometimes the enemy comes into our mind and tries to discourage us with thoughts of we're no good, we're damaged, we're somehow, you know, we've done too many things, nobody's going to want us. you use that scripture right there to counter those thoughts and to replace those with the truth of what God says and how he sees you as one of his.
Pick up the word of God as a sword to defend against those thoughts. And dig into the Psalms, because it's all right there. It's all right there as you're talking about, Dr. Linda. Thank you for that. And we're going to get a quick break in here right now and come back and then continue to talk about singles and relationships. Also take a look at how we've changed over time and some very interesting statistics about singleness that you want to hear. Coming up next with Dr. Linda Mental here on Faith Radio Mornings at 7:48.